The West Live.
The West Live.
With Ben O'Shea for Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Doesn't international travel seem like a distant memory? Just a year ago, the Eiffel Tower, Grand Canyon, and even Bali was just a plane ride away. Now, who knows when we'll get to see the world again? Well, if Qantas boss Alan Joyce has anything to do with it, it might be sooner than we think. But there's a catch. When there's a vaccine, you'll have to prove you've got the jab before you'll be allowed on any flight, according to the Qantas CEO. Joining me now to explain what this could mean for international travel is the West Australian's aviation editor Geoffrey Thomas. GT, what's the reaction been from the aviation community?
Look, Ben, widespread support because they're looking for any way that they can assure travellers that they're going to be safe. And it's a matter of, yes, I've got to have a jab. You're going to have to, most people, majority of people are going to want to have a jab anyway. But they also, when they get on an aeroplane or even walk into an airport, they want to be absolutely certain that everybody they're coming in contact with has been vaccinated or is tested or whatever. So Qantas's chief, Alan Joyce, his announcement, widespread support within the industry, and it also dovetails with the International Air Transport Association announcement yesterday that they're looking to introduce electronic travel pass right across the globe, with all airlines, all countries linked into it, with a very robust testing system in place, vaccinations ticked off. So when, you know, a person walks into Perth Airport, they would have been tested, they would be vaccinated, and so everybody in the precinct would be absolutely guaranteed that there's no COVID-19 anywhere.
Well, this is the interesting thing, I think, about what Alan Joyce has said, because if you look at the Oxford vaccine, which is the one that we're likely to get in Australia, they've said that that's 90% effective. And so that means, say, you've got, 300 people on a Dreamliner or however many the capacity is, that'll be, 30 people who might have had the vaccine but it won't work for them, and they could well be susceptible to COVID.
Look, indeed, and that's the big question. That's why they're looking for more levels, including testing. And what they're obviously looking for and working towards now are cheaper tests, quicker tests, and more accurate tests. And they're really getting very good at this now. They're almost there, so to speak. So that's going to be testing is still going to be an important part of this, as well as the vaccine on top of it. So anybody who says they don't want to be tested or don't want to be vaccinated, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, enjoy wandering out yonder for a bit longer.
Well, exactly right there. Exactly right.
And Alan Joyce didn't rule out the no jab, no fly potential policy for domestic travel. How likely do you think it is that will be introduced?
I think it's quite possible. Again, you hit the nail on the head with this 90% effectiveness for the Oxford one. The other ones are, I think, 95. But even with 95, there's still that element where you may still be a carrier and transmitter. I think it's quite possible, depending on circumstances in the next few months, that domestic travel could also be something similar. And the thing is, you've got to reassure people. You've got to have people confident that they're not going to get COVID-19 on an aeroplane or at an airport. Otherwise, travel is just simply not going to recover the way they want it to recover, the way we need it to recover. And even in a best-case scenario, I can't see international travel being anything like what it was, say, in January. I think it will only be about 50% of what it was in January this year. By the end of next year, and maybe the end of the following year, we may have fully recovered. It's going to be a long, slow process.
Well, I was going to ask you about a timeline because, we've had all sorts of dates thrown around from different politicians over the past few months. What do you think is a realistic timeline for when you could travel overseas?
That's a good question. Obviously, New Zealand, hopefully the first January, February next year, we'll be going to New Zealand. Singapore, possibly something similar. And I think it's really going to be travel bubbles all over the place. Because you look at the United States right now, 200,000 cases a day. I mean, no one's going to the US anytime soon, unless they absolutely have to. Because when you get there, it's all locked down and, you can't, depending on where you're going, of course, some places aren't locked down at all. So I would suggest it's going to be travel bubbles sooner than later, obviously. But traveling to London, traveling to New York, I think that's going to be the back end of next year and possibly early into the end of the following year before people are going to do that en masse.
Now, I've got a slightly different angle to take on this for you, GT. So I know when I go away for a couple of weeks and I come back and I try and start up my car, and maybe the battery's gone dead, maybe the tyres have gone flat, all of these planes that have been sitting around for 18 months, do we have full confidence that they're all going to work the way they should?
We do, particularly
and
when
pilots who haven't flown for 18
well,
months.
Yeah, I mean the okay. So for the aeroplane, like a 737, the 180 seat airplane that we mostly fly on, you're talking about 400 to 500 hours man hours to get it back to service. An A380 jumbo, well, mind you, they're not going to be flying anytime soon. That's about 1,000 hours of work required to get it back to operational status, and the pilots, they've got to do huge refresher courses. Simulator sessions, ground school, all sorts of things to get them back to flying condition or flying operational readiness. So there's a lot of work involved and it's expensive as well. So it's a big task.
Wow. The West Australian's aviation editor, Geoffrey Thomas, hope to see you in the friendly skies sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. Take care.